Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining.
Chris, today we're talking about new beginnings, but doing it with intention. As we look at the start of a new year, I know it's a great time of year for most of us because it's a restart, but you got to do that right. I love the topic as an area I think most of us could put a little more focus on and how we prepare to launch in a new year. So I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I think this is a terrific conversation and a topic. I think for me, something that's been modeled for me in John, you know, I've known John now for almost 21 years, and to see the way that he ends so strong each year, closes the year out, and then yet comes out of the gate, you know, running like crazy. The way that he's able to do that, he's so intentional about it, this will allow us to kind of even share some of the things that you do. So whether, again, as I mentioned, you're kind of wrapping up the year, or even as you're beginning the year and you're listening to this, some things that we want to be able to challenge you to do is really be intentional about that. And so I'll tell you a little bit about the approach that John has and how he looks at it. And our CEO, Mark Cole, does the same thing. Many of the men and women in our organization now do it as well. And it's really about, you know, taking his calendar and the things that he has experienced in the previous year and begin to evaluate those experiences and to look at that and to basically go through everything and say, hey, did this meeting meet my expectations? Do I need to, whatever these questions are that we'll talk about in a little bit, he goes through every single thing in the previous year and then takes that and develops a strategy off of what he learned to move forward into his new year. It's a powerful experience if you think about it.
Well, it's definitely two types of people, and the type that kind of lay low after the new year and kind of get off to a slow start, waiting for some circumstance. I know I used to have waiting for quotas to come down. Do I really need my quota to start working on my plan, or do I just an excuse for me to do that? A kind of a shutdown, slow down. Sometimes I could rest on my accomplishments, had a great year, let's just cruise for a short while, or kind of taking my foot off the accelerator a bit. So I really like this approach. It is an intentional approach. That's very the second type of person, the one that starts like John out of the gate and quickly with intention to do that. And I love learning more about that. So give us a little more about the specifics I could do if I wanted to have a great start to my year that way.
So not only do you need to be intentional about actually going through this exercise, one of the things that I think is key as leaders is that we're intentional about keeping track of how we spend our time.
Right.
I know that sometimes I fall to the glory of the checkoff list, and it's not the best use of my time, and I don't even remember what I did the other day, right? And so as leaders, you got to be intentional in both of those buckets. Once you're intentional about that and you keep track of how you're spending your time and you get to this place to where you begin to evaluate your previous year, I'll give you just kind of how I've seen John do it. And I tell people all the time, John still writes his books with a yellow pad of paper and a four-color pen.
Right.
So he will sit down with his calendar, okay? And it's in a daytimer calendar. You can think about what that looks like, the old kind of flip pages. Some of you may still use that. And he literally will start with January 1 of the previous year and his notepad of paper, and he'll begin to work his way through every experience that he has had that year, whether it's a phone call that's on the calendar, whether it's a meeting, whether it's a trip with the family, whether it's personal, professional. It doesn't really matter what it is, but he becomes so effective at tracking his time that when he reviews it, he knows exactly what he was talking about. And it's very interesting to see the things that he does from year to year and how it changes and grows because of this approach that he takes in reviewing and then setting himself up for the next year.
And I think we should encourage folks. I know when I first heard this, I go, well, like you said, there's no way I can recount.
Yeah.
I didn't keep that much detail. So it's a first great tip from this podcast is as January 1 is here, go ahead and start making intentional notes about how you spend your time, maybe keeping it along the way, maybe keeping it through the journal or a spreadsheet or something that electronically maybe captures that. so that I can make notes of what worked, what didn't work along the way. But for those that don't really have that to go with today, how would they, what tip could you give for how to start if you don't have that level of detail now?
Well, I'd say one of these things you've taught me, and we may have even talked back in the past, is a great little phrase that I use in all areas of my life, which is, you call it the start, stop, and continue
right, a
method. And so I know that John goes through in very detailed, and if you're not that level of detail and you don't have that type of calendar, you still literally can begin to sit down and think about your previous year as a body of work.
Right.
And say, what is it that I probably don't need to do in this next year? What is it that I ought to, what is it that I ought to start doing that I haven't done that I always wanted to do and I just didn't make myself do it? Or what do I need to continue to do? I think as you begin to look through and think about your experiences, if you haven't done a good job of kind of recording what that looks like, you can ask yourself questions and really come to the answers of, what am I going to start, stop, and continue doing in the next year?
Yeah, I love that. And the question that I started with was, to be more effective, what would I need to start doing? To be more effective, what would I need to stop doing?
Yeah.
To continue being effective, what do I need to continue doing? And then, being honest, you can break that down monthly. Have a 1 day a month or an hour a month or something where you could reflect on that. I love John's approach because it really sets a plan for the coming year. One question I wanted to ask was, you mentioned just kind of off the cuff that he does it for personal as well as professional. So he's looking at family and balance and we don't integration of family and personal life into he's a heavy travel guy as well. Like we are thinking, how does that play out?
Yeah. So we mentioned previously, right? Balance is a tough word. John doesn't necessarily believe in it, but what he does believe in is that, when he is working, he is working. And when he's traveling for work, he's traveling for work. And when he's dedicated to family time, and when he's traveling for family, it is family time. And so he says he's completely out of balance, and that depending on whether it's work or whether it's family or vacation, that he's very structured about which one that is. And so he's intentional about it. And too many of us, I think, just let life happen. Right, we're not intentional about evaluating it. We're not intentional about scheduling it. And in order for us to kind of achieve that, and as we move forward, I think you need to be intentional about looking at what that looks like, and then schedule it.
Yeah. Well, what I love about it is, one, I know a little bit about where I'm going now in the new year, what I'm trying to accomplish. That opens up opportunities for personal development. But what do I need to be reading? What do I need to be investing in me? You can't give what you don't have. So if I know that this is what I'm trying to, based on what I learned from my last looking backwards, this is where I'm going forward, what do I need to be pouring into me so that I can maximize my effectiveness in my own life and maximize my impact on others? It just opens up an entire, like you said, intentionality of the year. It's just my morning routine is, what am I going to be reading? What am I going to be working on? What am I going to be thinking about? Just kind of, it puts that whole ball rolling in motion.
You know, I just had a thought around the personal side of things. We were talking about time with family. If you don't have it scheduled, here's a great opportunity. There are no longer what I would call actual pictures. Everything's digital, right? And you could go back in your iPhone right now and probably, or maybe on Google Photos or pictures, mm-hmm. and you could look back the previous year of experiences. And it would jar things in your mind that maybe you wouldn't want to do the next year. Or you'd see some things, you'd be like, I want to continue doing that, to your point. So I just had that thought, and I wanted to kind of share that with you guys as an opportunity from a personal side of things that would allow you to basically, at the end of the day, be more effective. And then begin to start, if you didn't do it this year, then, man, I know in this coming year, maybe the first thing you need to start doing, to your point, is let's figure out, how do I begin to track what I'm doing? How am I using my time? Too many of us, we say this all the time, we don't allow enough time in our calendar to think. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. and we're in it versus thinking on it. And I think it's the same thing for both personally and professionally.
Yeah. Well, I know John has a book on that, and I refused to pick it up for the longest time because who would read a book on thinking?
Right.
Who would write a book on thinking? And it was one of the most profound books for me to make me realize I should be doing more of that. Well, as we think about wrapping this up, I know starting strong is important, and looking at, I would just remind our leaders that if you're leading a team, this is a great lesson to teach your followers, to maybe ask them to reflect. Maybe that'd be your great first one-on-one of the year.
Yeah.
Would be, come in and see me, tell me about last year. What do you need to start doing, stop doing, or continue doing based on your reflection of last year as we head into this new year? As you begin to set expectations of them for the year, for your team and for your business, how can you get everybody on the same page about taking great lessons from reflections on that? But wrapping it up, any final comments for our listeners?
No, I love your action item there about having that first one-on-one. Even if you ask them to say, hey, bring your top two or three things that fall in each of that category, I think it'd be a phenomenal conversation. It would also allow you as a leader to make sure that their priorities or how they have things prioritized is in alignment with what we're trying to achieve as an organization. And then secondly, if what we're talking about is new and it's something like, man, I wish I would have started doing it, I just want to challenge you to begin to record what your calendar looks like. Maybe every Friday you sit down, here are the 10 things, and that's how you start. And then maybe the next year it's like it goes to where John is, where he has every hour of every day right there in front of him, and he knows exactly what he wants to change going into the next year. And so if you're not documenting that, my challenge would be to begin documenting that.
Sure. And we've got electronic tools for that.
That's right.
You can still buy a day timer if you need to do that.
Yeah, so, that's right.
I think you can. So thanks, Chris. Great input. And just as a reminder, if you'd like to know more about the 5 levels of leadership or perhaps even bring a 5 levels workshop to your organization, please go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a comment for us there or ask for materials or even leave a question. We'd love to hear from you. That's it for today. Thanks for joining the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.